From the WFIR newsroom, this is your culture calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. It's the second and last weekend for On Golden Pond. On stage at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke this Friday through Sunday, Angela McNeil directs On Golden Pond.
Kind of a story that feels like home. Generations on stage and in the audience, you're going to see, you know, teenagers. You're going to see the middle-aged parents. You're going to see the aging adults. Anybody that's had a grandparent. This play kind of resonates across all of those ages. A great mixture of kind of that heartfelt humor and honest emotion.
The Diary of Anne Frank is also back on stage this Friday through Sunday at Little Town Players in Bedford. Desiree Boffman is the director.
It's sort of personal. My family came to America due to religious persecution as well. They were actually Swiss Mennonites. They'd gone from Germany to Switzerland, and then they came to here to Pennsylvania. Anne reminds me a lot of me when I was younger as a young writer. Of course, the father-daughter relationship is so strong in this, and that resonates personally.
A night of tall tales at the Junebug Center in Floyd this Saturday night, a liar's contest as contestants spin their stories in a juried event. Clint Atwater with Storytelling Connections on WDBJ 7.
Last year, our second place winner, it was the first time he had ever told the story, and he took second place. Experienced, novice, we just want people to come out, share a good tall tale, 5 to 7 minutes.
Admission is free. The storytelling contest entry fee is $10. A new theater company just getting off the ground in Roanoke, Shine by JSP, looks to aspire local African-American artists on stage. Shine looks to stage its first production in 2026. See shinebyjsp.org for more. A Christmas Story returns to Mill Mountain Theater on November 28th for a three-week run. This Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. in the Roanoke City Market, a Whoville Holiday Market, local craft and artisan vendors, free hot chocolate, and an appearance by the Grinch, of course. Jason Lane with Savvy Events.
A similar event like Dickens of a Christmas, but a kickoff to the downtown shopping season for the downtown market area.
Virginia native Will Overman's second studio album, The Stranger, brings him to the spot on Kirk this Thursday.
A lot of this record was started in Virginia. I've had some crazy changes in my life the past couple years, and a lot of this record was born then. I was kind of figuring out my next steps in life, who I was, where I wanted to go. Hence the blurry picture. It's kind of like the whole process was me coming into focus.
That's courtesy WDBJ 7. Multi-award-winning guitarist Pierre Bensusan is at the spot on Kirk this Sunday. At Jefferson Center this Friday night, the brother-sister duo from Floyd, the Wildmans, roots Americana and folk on fiddle, guitar, and mandolin. A Mountain Walrus album release party at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Saturday. And tapestry weaving for beginners at Art on First in downtown Roanoke this Saturday. No experience needed. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR culture calendar.
Hey, this is John Pence, the venue manager at nonprofit music venue The Spot on Kirk. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the culture calendar. The Spot on Kirk supports musicians, artists, comedians, poets, and actors by giving them a platform. We host local, regional, and touring musicians that play a variety of genres. Visit us at thespotonkirk.org.